And a very fine afternoon to you. Thanks for joining the show today. It is Hard Facts, originally live from your number one talk station. We are 92.3 Nigeria Info in Herringport, Harcourt. I'm Dio. It's 11 minutes coming past 3 p.m. And it's a fine Thursday. Kind of sunny earlier on today, but weather is looking, it's quite cloudy at the moment. Looks like it might rain, or at least in this neck of town, it does look that way. So if you intend to go out, you might want to plan for possible rains. Who knows? It might even be raining where you are already. Anyways, and if it does rain, take some extra care, especially if you're on the roads, to ensure your safety and the safety of other road users. Welcome again. I'm Dial, if I didn't mention that before. And from now till, not long from now, because we've got more walk-up games coming up at the moment, more group stage walk-up games. I think they're in the final phase. They're playing the third matches at the moment. And the sports gang will be in by 4 p.m. To bring you live commentaries. We've got two games in Group F coming up shortly, less than an hour from now. Canada taking on Morocco, Croatia and Belgium as well. We've got one African team already. In the knockout stage of the World Cup, let's hope we can get another one. So let's see what the table looks like right now. So Morocco are in second spot. It's not yet Uhuru for them. They need at least, I think, a point from today's game to guarantee their qualification. Hopefully they get it. But catch all the drama with the sports gang later on. So, however, that said, let's get on with the conversation now. And I can give you a preview of what to discuss, what will be discussed on the show today, as the sports gang pretty much are taking up a significant part of today's show. But I do have a rant coming up. And by the way, I hope you've had a fine day today. Very much hope so. So I've got something in my mind. I'm going to skip the side comments today and just get straight to today's rant. Something in my mind. Yes, indeed. I'd like to express some thoughts in it. I've got thoughts on the matter. And I'd like to get your take on mine all the way till 4 p.m. or close to 4 p.m. because I think the sports gang will be in before 4, to start the preview of today's matches. So I just get straight to it, and I get straight to it. And I think there's a big problem. We have a big problem in this country. And I know that sounds like the understatement of the century. We've got many big problems in this country, really. Especially man-made problems. Those are the worst kinds, I suppose. And one of the big problems we have is people just behave anyhow. People just do things, do whatever they like, without recourse to the legality or otherwise of it, without minding how it affects other people, as long as it serves their own parochial, selfish, self-centered, greedy interest, it doesn't matter. As long as they can assemble in a sizable number and determine to do something, even if it contravenes existing law, it doesn't matter. And the worst part of it is, here's the worst part, because that's not the worst part. The worst part is the authorities turn a blind eye to this. Those who should call them to order and say, no, we never sanctioned that. You don't have the authority to do that. You cannot do that. They just keep quiet. And they pretend like they don't know. And that's another thing about this country. The people who ought to know stuff, whose job it is to know stuff, who are paid to know stuff, are the ones who never know stuff. And because the authorities turn a blind eye and their default mode is they don't know anyway, they're not aware because they are never aware of anything, these persons go about perpetrating their illegality. And here's one such example based on an item of our news from earlier on today. The chairman of the corporate car rentals at the Port Harcourt International Airport, Wodu Chime Lambert, has justified the ban on e-hailing cab operations at the airport. Now, this follows a series of criticisms by e-hailing cab drivers who have been harassed by the union whenever they respond to ride orders. Now, Lambert told our correspondent that the e-hailing cab drivers who still come to pick up arriving passengers from the airport are going against the rule of the airport, which authorizes only the car rental union to do the pickup. Let's listen to what Mr. Chairman of Taxi Drivers at the airport had to say in a bid to justify this pardon my French, in my estimation, recklessness. You know, really. But here's what he had to say, or some of what he had to say at least.
It is not we that put the law, it's the fan. As you can see, there are signage that has fan logo. That boat drivers are not allowed to pick passengers from the airport, but you can come and drop. Nobody stops you. But you picking, because there are people who are paying to pick the passengers that boarded the flights. So we are one of those that have made payment to fan to operate legally.
Now, that's a funny thing as well. Sometimes, even the authorities, it's either they don't know, or even when they express an opinion or a thought or position on the matter, they further confuse the situation. Now, I've got an article here from the Premium Times, and this was published December 10, 2019, in Premium Times. And it's captioned, "Fan, Bolt Uber not banned at airports." Here's the story. The Federal Airport Authority of Nigeria, FAN, says passengers are free to use whatever means of transportation they deem fit to arrive or depart the airports across the country. The agency said this amid complaints and claims that it had restricted taxi companies such as Uber and Bolt from picking passengers at airports. On Tuesday, a Twitter user said so at FAAN_official has issued a directive via this billboard to state that at Uber Nigeria, at Bolt_NG, amongst others, are not allowed to pick up passengers from the airport. The fine for this ranges from 10,000 naira. Please be aware. However, Henrietta Yakubu, FAN General Manager, Public Affairs, refuted the allegations. In a statement sent to the cable on Tuesday, Yakubu said, "FAN is not responsible for the billboard with a restriction notice. A group of persons did that without recourse to FAN management. Please disregard. Members of the public are free to be dropped at our airports by whatever means of transportation." End of quote. Now, speaking with the cable, a passenger who identified himself as Tai said he had a first-hand experience of Bolt. I don't want to go into that. This is another story. But you get it. So, the FAN GM, as Public Affairs, as far back as 2019, said that this is not true. FAN has no such official position, and passengers are free to arrive at the airport and be picked up at the airport by whatever means that they choose, that they decide. And even though the Twitter user in 2019 who raised the dust referred to a billboard, I believe that's what possibly similar signage is what Lambert at the Port Harcourt Airport here is referring to as well. And Yakubu at that time said that that billboard was put up without recourse to FAN, and FAN had no idea of it. But like I said, the authorities never know anything. They are never aware of anything. I'm sure at the time at the Lagos airport, everybody else was seeing that billboard. Everybody, every other human being, every other person born of a woman who's got their eyesight intact could see the signage, could see the billboard, literally everybody else, but FAN officials. Nobody from FAN could see it. Apparently, they were not aware. Now, back to the story. Lambert, chairman, taxi drivers, Port Harcourt Airport, went on to say that there are cases when these drivers are allowed to pick a passenger, and that is if they provide proof of prior contact with the passenger and not on their app. Let's take a listen to what he had to say on that.
If someone is being suspected of being a boat, it is very simple. So are you a boat driver? I say, no, I'm not a boat driver. Nobody. The issue is that, okay, if you're not a boat driver, okay, if for me, somebody says I should come and pick him.
Okay, let's stop there. Let's pause there for a moment. I don't even need to be an official of FAN. I don't have to be, you know, part of those administering the airports. I don't have to be anything. I just need common sense to know that you don't have the right to query people what their status is. You cannot accost a person and ask them if they're a Bolt driver or an Uber driver or a private car rider. You have no such rights. Nobody has given you such powers. You have no business walking up to a person who's driving a vehicle or arriving at the airport or leaving the airport and asking them to identify themselves. You are not airport security. You have no such business doing that.
Like as it stands now, somebody called me. He's in Lagos. I am boarding. Can you wait for me? The timing is different. Nobody stops you. Nobody holds you. Once you say, okay, he has already called. Look at the text message. I said, I should come and pick you. Or look at.
Once again, you have nobody has to explain themselves to you. Because like I said, you are not fan. You are not airport security. You are a taxi driver. And by the way, no offense to taxi drivers. There's dignity in labor. You are there to do business. Like other people are there to do business as well. People are selling soft drinks, people are selling water, people are selling food, people are boarding planes, they are departing, they are arriving. You're there to pick people up and drop people off. That's the only business you have there. Not to go about interrogating people as to what their status is or what they're doing at the airport.
At the time, the person called me. Well, some of them, when he said, please, can we? They don't want to hear. They want to make trouble.
Why should they hear? You're the one who's making trouble. You and your members are the troublemakers. You have no business, once again, walking up to a person and asking them what they're doing there. If I were the person, I would ask you what you're doing here as well. And if you respond, I would simply say, mind your business. He, however, denied that they harass non-online drivers who come to pick up their family or friends. A correspondent also observed signposts around the airport banning the operations of e-hailing cab operations. Now, I don't usually use this word when I'm referring to people, but that's a lie. That's a lie. That's a huge lie. Mr. Wudu Chime Lambert, that's a lie, actually. And I'm talking about what I've experienced firsthand. I was with a friend who was driving, and we went to the airport, the Port Harcourt International Airport, to pick up another friend. He was arriving. And when he arrived, we picked him up. So there were three or four in the vehicle, the driver, a friend, myself, front passenger seat, and the arrivee in the back seat. And as we took off from the airport, prepared to leave, as we were leaving the airport, those union members just ran at us. And one of them was holding this metallic thing with spikes in it. And he was threatening to shove it, to throw it under the car and possibly, you know, puncture or damage the tires. Now, one part of me wished he had done so. One part of me desperately wished that he had done so. Because all hell would break loose. Definitely he would fix the tires and whatever else was wrong with the car. But I thought again, how about the time we're going to waste doing that? You know, I mean, obviously he was going to fix it. There's no doubt about that in my mind. But I figured we're going to waste some valuable time. So I was glad it didn't happen eventually. But this is people who went to the airport to pick up a friend. We were leaving the airport and this fellow rushed at us and was threatening to destroy the car, was threatening to damage the tires. It was so unbelievable. It was extremely terrible indeed. So, to the airport taxis, and that's the basis of my rant today. You're doing legitimate business, and that's a good thing. And like I said a while ago, there's dignity in labor. I have utmost respect for anyone who goes out to earn a decent, living. And it's good. You're working for your money. But once again, you are not the airport authorities. You are not airport security. You have no business determining to people how they should arrive at the airport or how they should leave the airport.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. 27 minutes going past 3 p.m. and it is Hard Factor Nigeria Info. I'm Dyer, and I was on the rant just a while ago. Apologies for that abrupt break once again. Now, to wrap up today's rant, to Mr. Wudu Chime Lambert, Chairman of the Corporate Car Rentals at the Port Harcourt International Airport, you and your union have no right You have no powers. You have no business querying anyone what they're doing at the airport. Because once again, you are not fan officials. You are not airport managers. You are not the airport security. You have no authority whatsoever. And you cannot determine who comes to the airport and who cannot come to the airport. You can't determine how people decide to be picked up at the airport. You can't tell them what the protocol is, that they must call the person first. You must call the person first. You can't use it. It doesn't make any sense. And then you can't go to people and then start to interrogate them and ask them what they're doing there, whether they're Bolt or they're Uber or they're someone's cousin or they are their father's, mother's, sister's, cousin's, brother's, old aunties, nephew's, niece from the other side. You can't ask them that. You have no powers to ask them that. But finally, the authorities as well need to start knowing things. Fan needs to start knowing things. Because I've got an article which I referenced just a while ago from 2019 where Fan's general manager, Fan's general manager, public affairs, Henrietta Yakubu, said that Fan gave no such directive. This is as far back as 2019. So the authorities can help with this matter as well. Help resolve it by coming out and putting up an official statement. Are we allowing them or are we not? Obviously, Fan has the powers to do that. Definitely not taxi drivers, regardless of what their special designation might be. And I think that might be a proper place to end today's rant. I think so. All right. Thanks for listening. Hope you weren't bored. And it's also my letter here right now. Lines open. Call 0700-923-093. That's 0700-923-093. We're live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. We're live on Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH as well. Also YouTube as well, NigeriaInfoPH. Drop a comment. Let's get your take on this. And by the way, if the authorities will do nothing about it, there's an easy way out. It's slightly not comfortable, but it's an easy way out. If I arrive at the airport and I want to be picked up by a taxi, a Bolt or an Uber or any of the other ones, I simply book it and I just walk a few meters. I walk a few meters outside the airport and I join the taxi and off I go. And I believe that if many other people would do that, we'll see where your business is going to come from. If you go about harassing people, it's not difficult. Anyone who wants to take a Bolt or an Uber and you think that Mr. Lambert and his cronies are going to harass you, simple. Book your ride, walk a few meters to the entrance of the airport, to the gate, or to the exit of the airport, rather, join your ride. If they're going to harass you while you're on airport premises, I'm sure they can't come to harass you once you're off airport premises. All right, to the phone lines right now, I've got Michael on the line from Rumo Cruise Ship. Michael, you're welcome. Go on. Michael, you're welcome. Go ahead.
In my opinion, I think this taxi union are actually paying money to some officials in farm. Okay? And because they have paid that money, I think they now feel they have some people are collecting money from them. So they feel like they have the right to pursue other people because like they have paid money to cover that terrain as their business place. So they don't want other people to come, like the e-hailing drivers, to come and profit off their business without even paying money. So I think some of the agency or officials in that firm are part of it.
You may have a point, really. I mean, Michael may have made a valid point. Maybe that's why they can't see. Maybe that's why they have eyes and they cannot see. You know, like the billboard that was referred to at the Lagos International Airport as far back as 2019. I mean, everybody was seeing the billboard, but apparently fan officials could not see it, you know. Having eyes but cannot see. Maybe they received money. Who knows? That's a logical assumption, I suppose. I've got Peter from Transamani. Peter, go ahead.
Hello, good evening.
Hi, go ahead.
This is a corporate agency. One, they are very violent if you look at them. Because one certain time I experienced this, I went there to pick up my bus. So at the place I stand to wait for my bus, as it was coming out, one of them met me and said that where I'm standing is meant for corporate car hire to stand it, and I'm not supposed to stand it. I said, just for a few minutes, look at the person I'm going to pick, look at him coming. He now pushed me that I should go one side and stand it. So even though they pay, they still don't have to be there. No, they are causing more violence at that airport if you look at them.
I mean, it's just ridiculous, really. I mean, there's no nice way of putting it. So according to the caller, the last caller, even the drivers, the taxi drivers at the airport want to determine where you can stand. So they have a designated standing place for airport taxis. Nobody else can stand there. It's just ludicrous, really. Just plain ludicrous. All right, line still open, by the way. Can take a few more comments before I have to step aside for the sports gang. Let's get your take on this ongoing conversation. Let's see. I will catch up with Facebook and Twitter in a moment. That I will. All right, Michael from Port Harcourt Town, you're welcome. Please go on.
Hello, good afternoon.
All right, go ahead.
I'm wishing you a happy new month.
Same to you.
I've actually experienced that thing. There was a time I drove somebody to the airport one afternoon. They came for me, though I don't drive. I'm not on any e-link cabin car business. I drive my private car. So they came and they were asking me, they were going into details. They wanted to know who the person is to me. So I have to, because that was my first time, and I saw the car get through. So they asked me, what's my mission here? I told them I came to pick up my friend's mom. They said that they wanted to see the name, like what I saved her name with on the phone.
Can you imagine that?
But like, there was a time I was there again, some other time. They tried accosting one boat driver. The guy actually is a boat driver. The guy admitted he's a boat driver. But the guy said he didn't know that this kind of thing existed. So they almost caught up with him. They actually brought out that clamp to clamp his tire and those spikes you talked about.
Yes.
So the guy quickly zoomed off. He knocked one of them down. So I don't see where they derive these powers from. I don't know. And the follow part, they are fellow drivers like us, and they are causing pains to us. So I really don't know why you had to drag this far from there. Thank you for bringing this issue up.
You're very welcome. Benga from GRA. Hi, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Leader. You're
welcome.
I'm a cabman, but I'm not a boat driver. This guy for airport, some of them pay more than 200,000 to release that under the farm. They pay a lot of money. So that, I don't know. And they allow boats to come there to destroy their market. That's only thing we are scared about this. But if they're coming, my customer are coming for phone from Port Harcourt, I drive to the airport and pick. Then look, we know, I know most of them, they know, say, I'm a taxi driver. But they didn't worry if somebody call you from Port Harcourt for phone, except if you be boat, they don't want boat to come there at all and Uber.
Can you explain to me the difference between somebody calling you and then somebody calling somebody else via an app? What's the difference?
The difference is that I know the person before. The person is my customer.
No, you are a taxi driver. That's what you are. What if you don't know me? What if you don't know me before? What if I call a friend of mine and I say, I'm flying in from Lagos today, I need a taxi.
Yes.
And hold on. And my friend sends me your number. I don't know you.
Yeah.
And I call you. So what's the difference? Yes. Do I have to know you?
Nobody. I'm telling you, nobody will worry you. If not that way, nobody worry me one day.
Once again, Benga, what is the difference between my calling your number and then booking you via an app?
Hello, Mr. Zayo.
Go ahead.
Fans need to come up for this issue. People will go out of hand. But if they allow both driver to operate in the airport, their work, the money with them pay to register is off. That's the only thing they fight for. They want to make sure they maintain their stand as they register under the farm. Almost so my friend paid 2,000 for a register that place. And finally, they come out and know what to do. so that before they go get out of hand. Thank you. God bless you.
You're welcome. Ogundo from Rupokohai, go on.
Yeah, thank you, Dial, for bringing up this whole issue to some of us who have one or two things doing at airport, bringing out our loved ones from outside this country, also within the Nigerian side. Dial, it's a very good one. I want to thank you because, take for instance, if I, for example, I have siblings who go outside the country and come down here. So if I am being called, and at the end of the day, they're at the airport, and somebody's coming to see me, ask me, who am I, and with the rest of them, who is your brother to you, and the rest, where is he coming from? And you want me to give you such information that at the end of the day, nobody knows who will go and wait for you on the road.
Absolutely.
And you guys,
absolutely.
I'm going to steal things from you. So I think it should be something that the airport authorities should bring those guys, and if possibly, make them to leave the environment of that airport because they are not doing the right thing. Thank you very much and God bless you.
And that's an interesting perspective to it. I didn't even think of that before, I admit. It poses a security risk. Why should I tell a total stranger who walks up to me and asks me what I'm doing at the airport, who I came to pick, where is the person coming from, what is my relationship with that person? And then I have to go for that to unlock my phone and then show you how I saved the person's name. Who thinks of these things, really? Emmanuel from GRA, hi, go ahead.
Good evening, Dayo.
Hi, go on.
The discussion tonight, but I expect bring somebody from the airport, maybe in charge of fans, to give more light to this. Last week I was at the airport, I think on Saturday last week, a staff of Kilimanjaro arrived from Lagos, and before he arrived, he has called somebody to pick him. When the guy came, I think he drove a Corolla. These people round him up and said, oh, you are here, you are a boat driver. The guy said, no. I called this person to pick me. They said, no. They brought this their nails. Every fact, they nearly beat him up. And he now called the office. Some of his colleagues, they came out and they said, I want to deport me. They said, I called this man. It's my friend from the house. I was at Lagos. I called him. This hour. To pick me, and he's here. They said, no, he's a boat driver. And at the end of the day, they intervened and he left. So something has to be done. Almost every day is like that. And almost all the drivers at the airport, they want to get this one will pick something. So they want to kill somebody just because of one passenger. So something has to be done urgently.
Absolutely, man. Yeah. Something needs to be done urgently via Facebook. Anselm goes down. They won't even allow cars park anywhere around the airport. They still use security guards attached to the airport to impound your car and charge you 20K. Newton Akira goes, good idea. Your rant is cramping happens in virtually all formed unions in Nigeria, both legal and illegal ones. They make their own laws and enforce them their own way without recourse to the laws of the land. Tanker drivers, for instance, are those ones not above the law. That's what happens in a country where the rule of law is relegated to the background. And the late Chibuizu goes, good afternoon, Dad. Nobody has got the exclusive right in the airport to check on how persons are picked or dropped at the airport. Absolutely, really. Absolutely. Bobong from Rumodara. Hi, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Dayo.
Hello.
I'm an e-hailing driver and I want to just recount a few of my experiences at the airport. On one occasion I've been clammed because somebody from Lagos, my tires were clammed because somebody, my friend from Lagos actually flew in and I went to pick the person and they clammed it. And what they did was that the person had to join one of their taxis if I'm not to pay their 25,000 fee for the person to enter one of their taxis and leave. If not, I'm going to pay. So the person out of trying to settle issues had to use one of their taxis. An e-link cab to take you to the airport on the app should be between 3,000 and 3,800 naira. And now for them to pick you from the airport is between 7,000 and 15,000 naira, depending on where you are going to. So now there's an issue with e-link apps, drivers. When you are leaving from town to the airport, they charge you the same thing you pay coming out from the airport. And I'm telling you this from all facts. It's going to boil back, bringing issues to the people boarding these taxis. because the way they operate there is as if they have all the authority in their hands. So people also taking people, e-hailing drivers, taking people to the airport also want to charge the same rate. So if you call the driver and say, this is what is on the app, they say, no, when you are coming back from the airport, you
you're bringing many different matters into the issue.
It's going to bring a lot of conflict. And this thing is, they have these authorities with the fans. Because when people drop and they want car, you see officials coming out to negotiate prices with these taxes for them. Because this thing is a chain of command. A chain of command going on there.
Oh my goodness. Ubong, sorry about that. I actually thought it was done. But good to hear from you, though. But Ubong, you were bringing a lot of unconnected matters. I mean, how much your whichever of the apps you're working with decides to charge passengers wherever they are going to or coming from. I mean, if you don't like it, you can choose to not do business with them. And quite frankly, it's not relevant to the conversation. But good to hear from you, though. Other comment here. Let's see. Good afternoon, Dad. They don't even allow Uber and Bolt to enter the airport entrance gate, which is very far from the airport. The Uber Bolt drivers say they track them online and crack them down. So the issue of going out to the airport to pick a cab is a very challenging one. The problem with the airport taxis is that they charge outrageous prices while cab hailing services charge moderately. Imagine paying as much as 5K from airport to AIT using airport taxi. That's from West. I was embarrassed the other day by them. I had to show my ID card, which matched with my colleague I came to pick up, for them to allow me go, as I confirmed he's my colleague and asked him Christian. They made me sign an undertaking that it was painful and I paid 5K. Wow. Wow. That's outrageous, really. Chigo's there from Mumi Bohai. Go ahead.
The problem we have in this country, most especially here in the United States, is that people abuse opportunity.
Oh my. Charles from Amuma. Hi, go on.
Hello, Dayo.
Hello, Charles. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Chris. This is a wonderful topic you brought in here. I think I am here to share my experience too, because I had this time when my friend came back from abroad or something. So I just went to pick him up in the airport. So on our arrival, we saw some group of guys who said they are Association of Taxi Drivers in airport or something. Asking the guy who brought us why we are here and who we came to pick and stuff like that. I told him I don't owe you anything and I have no explanation to give you. So when they tried harassing us, I actually told the other guy who was eager to ask us and a lot of things, told him I was going to arrest him if he asks any question like that again. You know, these guys, they have to go back and stuff like that. That was the first time I had that experience. But then I know these people can't actually do these things just like that. They have, you know, authorities from the fans who back them up and stuff like that. They pay them, and I think it is in the hands of the fan to actually resolve this issue.
Absolutely. I do agree with you, Charles. Good to hear from you. Isaac from Iligbolo, hi, go ahead.
Dayo, good afternoon.
Hello, Isaac.
Dayo, well, I listened to your rant very well, and I'm actually impressed because I had an experience like that, not even in Port Harcourt, but somewhere in Lagos, MM1. You know, for a journey that was supposed to be for 40 minutes, I ended up spending like 2 hours in Lagos Airport, still on the same issue. My summation of the whole exercise is that unionism has actually taken over the role of human services. Why I'm saying this is that the authorities of the airport cannot claim not to know that what is supposed to be a subsidiary body to their activity is actually disturbing the free flow. I see no moral justification why I should pay 7,000 naira when I know I could do that with this. And that is why I'm subscribing to that suggestion, because when I used it in Lagos, after that exercise, it turned out to be that it was the military man who was going out that eventually picked me to my destination. That's exactly the point. Nigerians should also find alternative means of getting things done. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Isaac. Good to hear from you. Let's see. This rant and many others are the reasons I love your station. Happy 10th anniversary, Nigeria Info 92.3 Port Harcourt. Thanks for all the enlightenment, education, information, entertainment, and the talks and discussions. Nwachukwu from Ajibeshte. Thank you, Nwachukwu. Hi, Dial. Thank God you brought out this issue. Fans should be held responsible for this nonsense. They charge them a lot of money and allow them to cause nuisance at the airport. Had serious confrontation with them severally. I even had to pay the first time 5K, and the authorities of fan are fully aware. That's Keen from Port Harcourt. And that's the thing. You can't claim ignorance. Fan can't claim ignorance, you know. But you know how Nigerian authorities are. They never know anything. They have eyes but cannot see. They have ears, they can't hear. Everybody else knows exactly what's going on, except the people whose job it is to know what's going on. It's most unfortunate. And once again, as I wrap up this, because I have to step aside shortly for the sports gang to begin the preview of today's World Cup matches, Mr. Lambert, Wudu Chibe Lambert, Chairman Corporate Car Rentals at the Port Harcourt International Airport. Neither you nor your members or your cronies have any business or right or authority to query people at the airport as to what they're doing there, as to who they are, what their status is, who they've come to pick up, what is their relationship with the person, how did you save the person's number on your phone. Got no business doing that. As a matter of fact, and I say this with every sense of responsibility, you are a security threat. And the security operatives should be... This is intelligence report, by the way. Intelligence report, free of charge. Why should I be at the airport to pick up a friend and then somebody walks up to me and asking me who I am? Who did I come to pick up? Where is the person coming from? Where am I taking the person? It's ridiculous. And I've got a comment here. Somebody's asking, do we also have agbiros at the airport? The answer to that is an obvious yes. It appears we have agbiros at the airport now as well. Very soon, we'll start collecting money for Chibuzo. Very soon. from passengers. I say that this is Chibuzo's money. You must pay 100 naira. It's ridiculous. Well, this is chairman's afternoon money. So, anyways, I hope the authorities will do something about this. But then again, I wouldn't hold my breath hoping that fan will do something about this one. I wouldn't. But like a previous caller mentioned, I think Nigerians should also wise up as well. Nobody should take anybody for a ride or for granted. We can devise other means. I mean, I'm not saying that airport taxis are bad. I'm not saying they should not be used. They serve a purpose. If it's convenient for you, why not? Please use an airport taxi. I beg you. But what I'm saying is, the airport taxis have no right, no authority to query people or determine forcefully how people choose to be picked up or what the protocol should be. Say that you must call the person first when you are in Lagos, that the person should come and pick you. Wait, I mean, what kind of thing is that? All right, have a wonderful rest of the day. The sports gang ready in the moment. World Cup game is coming up shortly. Kickoff time 4 p.m. We've got others 8 p.m. as well. Wish another African team, I think Morocco, qualifies today as well. Have a wonderful rest of the day.